Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If you're new to Cultivate Connection, you can learn more about us at our website at cultivateconnection.com. You can subscribe on our website to receive our Cultivate Collection weekly. This is a weekly email that goes out full of resources we love. It has our podcast, our blog, and just keeps you updated on what's going on in Cultivate Connection. If you don't follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you're going to want to, because this week we are going to be celebrating our five-year anniversary. On January 22nd of 2015, I did my first guided meditation over the phone of a dear friend. That was the beginning and the birthing of Cultivate Connection. After that, I began to lead guided meditation on a live phone call once a week with a small group of people. Not long after that, we turned it into a podcast, and today we are recording our 243rd episode. So in celebration of 5 years, we're going to be doing some giveaways. So make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram to get the details on how you can enter to win as we celebrate our five-year anniversary for Cultivate Connection. So excited for all of you who've come along on this journey. All right, this is week three of our first series here in 2020. What is your intention for 2020? We've been taking the words you've been submitting and turning them into guided meditations. Last week, we looked at the word surrender. And this week, we're going to be taking some time to meditate on the word steadfast. So let's begin this week's meditation. Simply settle in wherever you need to be today. Finding yourself perhaps in a space of stillness. Allowing yourself just to be fully in this space. Turning your attention towards your breath. Focusing on that inhale and exhale. Noticing where the body expands as you draw in that breath. Feel that sensation as the lungs fill. Notice if the chest or the belly is rising. And if most of the movement is happening in the chest, I want to encourage you to draw the breath into the deeper spaces, allowing the belly to begin to rise and fall. Even noticing the ribs expanding out to the sides as you inhale. And allowing that breath to naturally slow and to lengthen. Giving yourself some time and space to wind down or to focus. And turning your attention on the presence of Jesus. He is a God who is present with us, Emmanuel, God with us. What does that mean for you today in this space as you inhale and exhale, what is the reality of God is with you? Can you focus on that? Meditate upon it. Just think about it. Focus on this idea that He is the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ. He is present with you. His Spirit is present with you. And the Holy Spirit loves to draw our attention to Jesus. So God, I thank you. I thank you that today is a new day. That we are a new creation in you. And that your presence is with us wherever we are, whatever we're going through. God, I pray today that your nearness would be evident to us. That you would reveal yourself to us through your word, through your spirit. God, let this be a holy space where we are separated unto you, where our focus and our attention is placed upon you. And God, where we encounter you. God, I pray you would touch every heart and every life listening, and my own included, God, that you would not leave us the same. That by your Spirit, you would continue to transform us into the image of your Son, Jesus. That we would see him rightly, that we would move towards him, and we would become like him. By your grace and by your power. So as we begin today, as I said, today's word that we're focusing on is steadfast. And what is the first thing that comes to your mind? How do you relate to this word, steadfast? How do you see this word in regards to your own life? Can you see areas in your life where you are steadfast? Maybe there's areas in your life where you don't feel steadfast. Just allowing the Lord to speak to you here. Maybe asking Holy Spirit to show you someone in your life who is steadfast, or something in your life that has been steadfast. And what sort of words would you use to describe steadfast if you were to explain it to someone who didn't know what that word meant? When I look at the meaning in the Greek, it talks about patience, endurance. Constancy. The characteristic of someone who is not swerved from his or her deliberate purpose and his or her loyalty to faith and piety, even in the greatest trials and suffering. A patient, steadfast, waiting for. Or a patient, enduring, sustaining perseverance. Our scripture today is from 2 Thessalonians. It's chapter 3, verse 5. And just allow your ears to be opened and just to hear, notice what you hear as I read it this first time. Now may the Lord move your hearts into a greater understanding of God's pure love for you, and into Christ's steadfast endurance. As I read it again, let it become a launching point, an open door for you to walk through into what God has for you. Now may the Lord move your hearts into a greater understanding of God's pure love for you and into Christ's steadfast endurance. It one more time. Now may the Lord move your hearts into a greater understanding of God's pure love for you and into Christ's steadfast endurance. Where do you see God as steadfast in your life? Where does He wait patiently on you? Where does He want to reveal His steadfastness to you today? Our ability to be steadfast comes directly from God. He is the one who gives us the grace and empowers us. When we can see and behold and understand His great endurance, His patience, His steadfast love, we can then display it in our own lives. What greater understanding does God want to bring you today of His love . How does He want to show you the steadfast endurance of Jesus? Are you looking to yourself to try to muster up the ability to be steadfast? Or are you looking to the Lord, to God, who is the author of being steadfast? We're going to read a second scripture today from Psalm 111. Verses 7 and 8. All God accomplishes is flawless, faithful, and fair, and His every word proves trustworthy and true. They are steadfast forever and ever, formed from truth and righteousness. you think about Jesus? Do you believe that these words are true of him? All God accomplishes is flawless, faithful, and fair, and his every word proves trustworthy and true. They are steadfast forever and ever, formed from truth and righteousness. God is revealing his steadfastness to you. All God accomplishes is flawless, faithful, and fair, and his every word proves trustworthy and true. They are steadfast forever and ever, formed from truth and righteousness. Do you believe that all God does and all that he is flawless? Do you believe in every way that he is faithful? Faithful and fair. Can you see in your life where his word proves trustworthy and true? If in any way these things don't seem real to you about God, simply ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you why that is. If you don't see him as flawless, if you don't see him as faithful, maybe there's an area of your life you bring before the Lord today and ask him, God, how are you faithful in this situation? Believe that his word is trustworthy and true. That every word that comes out of his mouth, every word written in the Bible is steadfast forever and ever. that God formed everything with his words out of truth and righteousness. In order to know the definition of steadfast, we have to see the author. The author is the creator. It is Father God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. They are not only the definition of steadfast, but they are steadfast revealed. If we wanted to see steadfast in a person, if we wanted to see steadfast manifest, we would need to look to Jesus. So if you desire to have more of the ability to be steadfast in your own life, to carry that characteristic, then don't strive towards the characteristic of being steadfast. Strive towards Jesus. Because there is a man who reveals steadfast in every asset of his being, and it's Jesus. Jesus is the steadfast one. He is the faithful one. He is flawless and fair. Every word out of his mouth proves trustworthy and true. He is steadfast forever and ever. And everything that comes from him comes out of truth and righteousness, because he doesn't just speak the truth. He is the truth. He doesn't just walk in righteousness. He is righteousness. And if we want to learn to be steadfast, we simply need to come to the one who defines it, who created it, who is it in every asset of his being, Jesus. So I bless you this week to grow in steadfastness in your own walk with the Lord, in your own life, that you would be full of this characteristic of being steadfast. I pray that that would come from walking hand in hand, arm in arm with Jesus each and every day. That your journey to being steadfast would lead you face to face with the lover of your soul, who will empower you to become like him. I bless you. I bless you to know the steadfastness of Christ, where he's been there for you in your own life, and where you can step out and walk in steadfastness because of the one who lives in you. I pray that you would receive that steadfastness today. Revelation after revelation of God's pure love towards you. And I pray that God would move on your heart. He'd move your heart into greater understanding of God's pure love for you. And into Christ's steadfast endurance, may you experience firsthand the steadfast endurance of Christ's love for you, that it never ends, it never quits, it never stops. God is for you, and he is after your heart, and he wants to walk in a deep relationship with you day by day. I bless you to receive that today in Jesus' mighty name.